Well, I saw him every year thereafter when I took the kids back to Alabama. I used to fly them back.
And
then he came to me and asked me he wanted to quit the Navy. He never got anywhere in the Navy, by the way. Either. He was in the Navy for years and years, and he never, like, made a rank. Well, not that I know rank. Did he ever make a rank?
Probably his first class.
Fondest made first class.
I don't think he was first class. I never saw a stripe on him. He was a pharmacist mate, period. It was like any other medical corps, but he had no rank. And he was in the Navy for many, many years. So he came to me one summer. I went to Alabama to take the kids back.
You remember which summer this was?
Oh, around 1955, 56, somewhere around there. And asked me whether I would have a job for him if he should quit the Navy. He would like to get into the music business or show business or something.
Did he have any previous experience?
Nothing to offer at all. So I was, you know, getting along pretty well at the time. I was beginning to make pretty good money in New York. And so he hit me with it again. And I think you were living in Lance. Were you in North Carolina at the time? When you moved up to Scarsdale, did you come from Alabama, right? And I paid the moving expenses and I gave him the job. That's how he quit the Navy. And I tried to teach him, you know, certain things he had to do.
When was this? This was in 57?
I would say 57, somewhere around there. And I moved the whole family up, paid off the car.
Where did you move them from?
From Alabama to Scarsdale.
Did you own the home in Scarsdale before this?
I rented it for them.
You rented it for them? And you paid the rent on it?
Yes.
And you paid off a car note for them?
$1,800 I paid the car note off. I bought the new appliances for the kitchen. And personally signed the lease for the house.
Was this early 1957?
I would say so, yeah.
Do you remember the address of that house?
1110 Homestead Avenue.
In Scarsdale?
So he came up and I tried to give him, you know, things to do, and he didn't fit, but I, because of the kids, I kept him on the payroll. I paid him his salary. I gave him $200 a week, set them up, and then I got him a job so he would not have time in his hands, because I didn't want him around me all the time because he wasn't doing anything. And unless it was a theater show or something like that, then my television thing started. I had him come over to the television station every day to sort of be an assistant floor manager, you know.
But all during this time, he was drawing pay.
Oh, yes. All the time. And then I got him a job with Tico Distributing Company in New York.
That's T-I-C-O?
Yeah.
Doing what?
He was a stock boy. You know, inventory and things like that.
Was that the job he was making?
$75 a week, yeah. So it's actually his income was tantamount to $275 a week, which for a guy who was in the Navy, did nothing, is a pretty good income. Besides which, upon occasion, he would come to me, he'd be in a bind for $1,000 or $1,500. I had to sign a note at the bank for him. I got stuck with that for $5,000 loan.
Which bank was that?
That was in New Canaan. Yeah, New Canaan, Connecticut. They moved from Scarsdale finally to New Canaan.
Did they rent New Canaan or
yeah,
why?
They rented with an option to buy.
You know that address?
It was off Smith Ridge North.
Well, I think Jackie would know it.
Mom knows it.
And Betty Lou knows it. It was sort of out in the country. It was on a road. I think it was the name of the road. Oh, by the way, Dick, I better give you Jackie's phone number in Stanford, too, because you may want to chat with her.
Give it to me now. Right on. No, you can put it right on the tape.
Give me the book. Her name is Long.
L-O-N-G.
Mrs. Long.
L-O-N-G.
Yeah. And the number in Stanford is 348-2723.